Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcata Economics on Friday, December 12th, just less than 2 weeks from Christmas and other holidays that people may be celebrating. And fortunately, to round out the week, we have some news on a big change out of India that is set, maybe not today, but to have quite an impact on the precious metals markets, which are already on en fuego, as they say in certain parlance. And let us take a quick look at the pricing before we dig into what just happened in India. Just had a little bit of a sell-off. The gold futures still up $23 on the day. Just sent my column out about a half hour ago. They were up 60. So you can see a little sell-off there, and similar picture in silver, now down $1.35. Oh, and look at that. You can see I had wondered if we had gotten there. Looks like right before that sell-off, the silver futures were over $65 at $65.08. And then you can see the price falling off a cliff. Often looks a little different on the sell-offs than typically the rallies, a little more grinded out, whereas it just falls off a cliff. I'm guessing there was a large order placed by someone, and we'll see how that leaves us for the day. I mean, that's $1.80 lower from the highs. So, but hey, there you go. You can have silver go down $1.80 in about 10 minutes, and you still have your futures at $63.33. So I would put that right on top of the list of things to be happy about in this holiday season. In fact, I'm gonna go there. If anyone is unhappy today just because silver dropped a dollar, even though it touched 65 futures anyway, a couple of minutes ago, no sympathy here. You gotta be happy to see a six in front of the silver price, at least in my opinion. I guess you don't have to do anything, but I would suggest that hopefully this is not ruining anyone's day. And if it is, well, just take a look at that one. There you go. Could send you back to July when we were at $36. And the price is, that's amazing. $9 away from the price doubling since July. And that was when it was already in the upper 30s, only the third time in history. So anyway, good news all in all. And in case you're still not sold and you're still angry about the dollar down there, well, I do have some more good news because, as I mentioned, the headline out of Bloomberg last night, yeah, that was last night, or I guess yesterday morning, but anyway, at some point yesterday, is that gold and silver allowed for the first time in the Indian pension system? Before we dig into this one, I will remind you that India, traditionally known as a price-sensitive buyer, which means they actually follow the buy low and sell high strategy, is go back over the years, that has traditionally been what they've done. So, A, the fact that they had this surge a couple months ago ahead of festival season, while the prices were at or near their all-time highs, was a little unusual. And then, of course, you had a shortage of silver in India, which led to a shortage of silver in London, and hours of content describing what happened there. So we won't dig into that today. But then you had them, India, find out, all right, you're buying a lot of metal, and all of a sudden you can't have any. Somehow, even when they're, market was shut down in October, the import numbers show a lot of staggering amount of silver went in. And then pile it on top of that, they're buying so much that now India's pension regulator has included gold and silver exchange traded funds as permitted investments for the first time, unlocking about $1.7 billion of potential demand for precious metals. Not sure the exact calculations behind that number. Forget if they put that in here. We'll scroll through, but that's a lot. A few bucks. And again, potential demand is different than saying $1.7 billion of physical metals have been purchased by the funds to match those new additions. So I don't know that 1.7 would be the final number, but I think the takeaway here is that You've just added a potentially large source of new demand into the gold and silver markets at a time when dollars sell off or not. Oh boy, we just took another hit. Now it's below $63, but there's still time on Friday's clock, so hang in there. Don't give up hope just yet. And all right, we'll stop. We'll get back to the news gold and silver investors want. So, under the new guidelines, the National Pension System funds may allocate approximately 1% of their assets to approved gold and silver ETFs. Again, speaking of Indian gold and silver ETFs, that was really the first, well, probably not the first sign, but at least for us in the West, when we heard on October 9th that basically the Indian silver funds, they were telling customers, we can't take your money because we don't have silver to back it. So that's how conditions were a month or two ago. And then London ran into issues. Then China sent metal over. Now they're having issues. And now we're going to add a new source of demand in there. And moved by Indian Watchdog, an indication of growing acceptance of the precious metals as a mainstream investment. You're not just a tinfoil hat wearing silver bug anymore. You're even getting the normal people into this now. And if we have any normal people that are joining the channel for the first time, welcome on in. Hope you're having fun. And this is just my opinion. You can check back and tell me if I was right or wrong at some point in the future. But with everything that's happened, I still think we're in the early innings here, especially on silver, because these shortages have not been resolved, more patched over, which is the typical Western style of handling such things. So if any of this is new to you, go ahead and hit the subscribe button, the notification bell, and we'll keep you posted as it all unravels. And when you think about what is happening in the bond market, what is happening in the gold market, what is happening in the world, and then combine all of those, which we'll save for a future broadcast, but it's a great case to be made that shockingly, we could still be in the early stages of this. Especially now that you have this significant step forward with Indian regulator allowing pension fund investments in gold for the first time. So, anyway, that's what we know for now. Okay, the silver price was up. It was up yesterday, so you could say it responded to the news. I know sometimes people say, well, if this is true, how come silver's down? Well, it's higher than it was 24 hours ago when this story came out. Another quick note, going to keep this one short here today, but China's silver fund manager issues risk warning as premium soar. Interesting. This silver futures fund currently trading about 12% higher than the value of underlying assets. And the fund manager from UBS, one of the banks that bragged about how they torched the silver price back in May of 2011 on its way down from 50. So factor that in as you will. And by the way, that's not my opinion. Those were the trader transcripts released in the court case when Deutsche Bank got popped on that one. But he says investors who blindly invest in fund units with high premiums may face significant losses. And I don't think you need to be scared about that one. It makes sense. Anytime you're buying anything at a high premium, similar when people were the premiums on Silver Eagles were really high a couple of years ago. Want to factor that in? I don't know why you wouldn't just purchase physical rather than paying 12% to be in an ETF, but maybe that's just me. But really, the bigger takeaway is you're going to see a lot of money flying around. There's people who didn't know how to spell silver a week ago that are firing money in there just because the price is rising. And that's why you have volatility like you see in both directions on the way up. Let's look at the 1 day chart here. There you go. 63.59 low, 64.70 high, back down to 63, up to 65. This is what happens when a market gets hot. You can like it, you can not like it. I can understand both sides of that, but when, I mean, we've wanted as silver investors to get to this point when money start comes piling in. And just one of the side effects of that is that you get a lot of volatility. So anyway, hopefully just some things to keep in mind as you watch the rest of the day and then enjoy your weekend, no matter where the price is finished, just being darn happy about it. Or that's what I will do. And another note to pass along, put this in the category I can't confirm. This could be complete nonsense. Although I've followed Jess Dario for a while. Certainly seems like a very smart guy who knows his markets. And to be clear, he is labeling this as a rumor. So again, I don't know if this is true. In the case that it is true or worthy, or you want to look deeper into it, he mentions a rumor going around in Asia about a large commodity trader that requested a big physical delivery, sending the CME in panic mode last Friday is true. In a few days, the COMEX silver inventory report will show a big outflow of the silver registered inventory. When did he post this one? So this was back on November 29th. And I believe that was before the shutdown. So, and I've seen this a couple of times that people think there's someone who, might be taking delivery before the end of the year. I don't know. I take these with a grain of salt, but just thought this one was interesting. And again, I know Dario is quite active out there. And anyway, you can ignore it or do further due diligence or just sit back and relax that whether that's accurate or not, there's things in play that have brought us to this point, and I think there's a great probability whether it's this month or next month. But if you look years ahead, especially on the gold side, because of what's happening economically and in the macro scene, and then silver side with the deficits. And again, I've mentioned this before, but for anyone who has not heard it, if you look at the Silver Institute numbers, it shows that because of the thrifting that's occurred in solar, that the deficit still exists this year, but is about half of what it's been the last few years. Although that's when you're not including the ETFs. And if you do include what's gone into the ETFs this year, you have a record deficit, largest one in history. And I get it why some people like to strip that out because that's a source of demand that often functions differently from what happens in the industrial world, yet here's the only thing. Metal continues to go into the ETFs. And what would you expect going forward if the price continues to rise? That is generally what attracts Wall Street momentum chasers into the ETFs. So anyway, it's truly fascinating, and hopefully you've been enjoying the coverage of what's been going on in gold and silver here. Case you want to dig in any further, we do have the goldandsilverdaily.substack.com Substack, which I love that they let me get my GIF of Jerome Powell and his money shooter out there. And also updated now, we got a write-up of what we just covered here. So if you want to dig any deeper into any of the latest news, do have that written column there. It's also in the link in the description field below. But most importantly, I saved the best for last because as we wrap up here today, I do just really hope that you've had a wonderful year, had a wonderful week. I know a lot of people have eaten a lot of paint on this gold and silver thing for a long time, and hopefully, just the way that this has been playing out has made the journey seem worth the wait. And with that said, go enjoy your weekend. Gold and silver markets will be opening up soon enough. I know we got a guy Jake out there. I'm worried about him if he's gonna be able to hold it together until Sunday night. And I know there's a few others like you out there, but make sure to appreciate and enjoy what's happening and have a wonderful weekend. And I'll see you again next week.